This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. Episode 66. Holy shit. Feeling good with Duddy. We're in the bunker. This is going to be a good one. Let me do the shit that I do. This is the show that looks at the world, has a laugh, then looks in the mirror, laughs at itself. You get it. We're having fun and we're loose on this show. Feeling good with Duddy. We have guests. In our mind, this is the most legendary show we've ever done. It was episode 60. We had these boys on their back. We got Eric Friedman, Willie Simon of the Two Dumb Babies podcast. And we've also got, of course, the host of the show. Here he is, Duddy B.
What's happening?
That was the longest intro I've
ever
done.
That was great.
That was some Bruce Buffer shit, dude.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Thank you for tapping the chairs lightly, boys, to show your appreciation. I don't even know if they're listening.
It's a podcast clap.
Yeah, golf clap and podcast clap.
I didn't want the clip.
That should be a new thing. Right. You know when skateboarders do like a sick trick, everyone will slap their wheels on the podcast. A hip jazz club. All right, Duddy, how are you, buddy?
Doing good. Thanks for that intro, Jake.
You know, some say the intro is still going on, actually.
You can still hear that intro today. Let's keep fucking with Duddy even talking today. Dude, you've been in the bunker for like the last 20,000 days. You in Rome writing songs. What's been going on, dude?
Yeah, 20,000 days. Mm-hmm. Writing. Rome came down. We're working on... Well, he had the show. They had the drive-in show.
Oh, that's right.
Then it was at Ventura.
Yeah, it was Ventura Fairgrounds.
That's right. You were there.
It was good.
How'd that go?
It was good. We did two shows. Nice. Yeah, they were fun.
The pictures were unreal.
You got a drone up for a little bit before we got yelled at.
Sublime with Rome played in a stage, and it was kind of like a drive-in. There was cars surrounding it in like a circular pattern, all the cars facing forward. Everyone watches the show from in their car. And are they just listening through the outside, or does it come through the speakers?
It's coming through the speakers.
So they're turning on to a certain radio station, and they're hearing it mixed through their car?
Yeah, so if you get a car from the 90s, you're just fucked.
Exactly.
You're not talking about this.
The hard part is, like, it's the only way to keep people tethered to their cars. If you throw a PA on, it's like moths to a flame, and everyone's just going to rush the stage.
They're just going
to
say, fuck it,
they're
going
to be like, let's get closer, it's louder, and then it was right next
to the beach, which was nuts. Yeah. So you see the ocean right there and all the cars.
It's the parking lot of the fairgrounds. But have you guys ever done a 360 stage where the stage doesn't spin and you have to actually move around to the other sides? Because that's the stage.
No, I've done the spinning stage.
Yeah.
But I've never done the you are responsible for walking for around the other side.
That's what Rome was responsible. Rome had to, like, we had mic stands set up and monitor speakers on all four sides of the stage.
How does the drum do that?
The rest of the band just stayed forward. Gabe, since he's just like, when he had his trombone and stuff, he'd turn around.
He could just turn around.
But that was about it. And then, like,
wow, that's funny.
Eric, we threw on a wireless and he could move around. But yeah, even Rome's like, I got to get back to my pedals and stuff. Yeah. I can't
sit over here for these songs. He told me it was tough.
You need like a Neil Peart drummer to fucking get that whole spin by yourself.
He's already got the circular kit.
Yeah, exactly.
Spin the chair around and just play the high tom.
Yeah, right.
Be weird though. He's like, I need to get to the lower toms, guys. I'll see you in a few songs. Holy shit! I didn't even think about that because I saw the aerial pictures and I guess I don't know. I didn't even think about the stage spinning.
Yeah,
but how weird if you're parked behind.
You're watching the show from behind the band,
the drummer's ass.
And you're listening to it through the speakers in your car.
Yeah, it's strange. It's definitely not ideal, but it was like a tailgate party.
Fuck yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Dude, I'm sure people had a great time.
So that's why Rome was in town, and then he came into the bunker and was writing songs with you, Duddy, for the Rome and Duddy project, right?
Yep. he came in. We're just, you know, working on some new music. We're working on our own album, actually. Me and Rome are putting out an album together. And but meanwhile, we decided that, because we dropped that Stone to Me track, and that's not going to be on the album. We just kind of put that out for fun, and we had such a good time doing that. We said, meanwhile, while we're writing this new album, we're just going to be putting out more cover songs as well. Yeah, nice. And September 25th, I think it was, that Rome said, something around there, we're dropping our second cover song, and it's a song called Lahaina from Jimmy Messina, or Loggins and Messina, the group, but we actually got to go in the studio with Jimmy Messina, and he's working on the track with us. He's singing on it. He's playing guitar. It's really cool.
That's
so
dope.
Yeah, because you went out to Nashville for like a week and
went out to Nashville for like a week and worked on some music with Rome, that's and then while we were out there, Jimmy came into the studio and we did Lahaina, and actually John John came in to the bunker yesterday and played a bunch of percussion on it.
Oh, fuck,
killed it. So
nice. Dude, you guys should cover by the Crash.
Oh my god. We'll do a This Song Sucks.
Dub it out.
Series. Yeah, dub it. Cover them with respect. We'll respectfully cover all of This Song Sucks. Oh my god. That we got to add a few
little
more.
Little skank in there, yeah, right? It.
That was little ska, a little ska breakdown in the middle.
Deal.
Fuck.
Waltz. There was. That's perfect, dude. And then the cool thing was, too, Rome was here. And so we do a Monday morning show for our Patreon listeners, and it's called the Monday Morning Hangover. Rome happened to be in the bunker yesterday. I came in to do that Monday morning show, and Rome actually joined us for that show. So you'll hear more about this stuff if you would like to. Just go to our Patreon.com, Feeling Good with Duddy. You understand it, and you'll get that episode. It's there. It's live now.
Go, go, go.
Guess what else is live right now, guys? I'm still listening to local radio. Not a lot. Not a lot. But oh, no. Here's nice what happened. I'm going to fill you guys in. Yeah, you see that little...
Smooth.
So I'm going to fill you guys in. I got a van recently, like a surf van, and it has, you know, local radio. My last car,
you got a van with local radio? Yeah. That's pretty cool.
How much money did you pay?
I didn't know it comes with
those. I don't want to brag, guys.
The podcast is doing well.
It's bought on Patreon, probably.
And it has AM and FM, so
whoa.
It's not all about, it's okay, it is. I'm rich. No, but yeah, so I got a new car, and for some reason, it doesn't play whatever's on my phone right when I get in. It opens up to the radio always. So for the first time in like 5 years, I heard K-Rock. When I first got the car, I'm driving home with it. I turn on the car. K-Rock comes on. I'm like, oh, shit. I haven't listened to K-Rock in 5 years. And so I start listening. And then every time I've turned on my car since, I start listening, and I started noticing a pattern. I brought up same songs. Same songs that I heard 5 years ago. Nothing is happening. So I started a game on the show called Red Hot 182. When you turn on your car, if it is set to K-Rock, you're going to hear the Red Hot Chili Peppers or Blink 182. It's the game that we're having fun with. And have you guys listened to the local radio K-Rock at all recently with the two-minute promise? Are you guys aware of this promise?
I don't know that, but it's the same thing with my car. Like, until I get my phone plugged in, it goes to radio first. So I'll get a second sample or two of it. Yeah.
And I love it now. I give it 5 minutes just so I can know what's going to happen. Then it happens. I go, I'm right again.
You got to get your Akikita's fixed, dude. I get it, you know?
And sometimes I'm not right, and I'm bummed, and I brush it off. It's Californication almost every time. They fucking love that song, and it's good. I don't even hate them. Not a song that sucks. So I was playing Blink Red Hot 182, and it was fun, and then I realized a shift a week ago, that song, Somebody That I Used To Know.
It's back?
It is so fucking back.
Whoa.
Only on K-Rock.
Only on K-Rock. It'll be like new music.
LA Leakers.
Fucking, you've never heard new shit like this before. General Californication. Yep, I think I heard of that 15 years ago when it came out. But anyway, keep rocking the new hits. And then so I'm... Last week I brought it up that Somebody That You Used
They're
to
like,
Know
is recording new intro.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, the Dirty Heads will never be played again. You're fucked.
Yeah, the guy who recorded that intro died 5 years ago, and they're like, we need to keep it up in his memory. We're never taking this down.
I never said rugged. That's a different character. We'll get to that. So I'm changing it. I mentioned last week that Somebody That I Used to Know is now the new song. And then all week long, I swear to God, dude, you turn on your car, fucking somebody that I used to know. And it's a good song. But now I want to change it from Red Hot 182. It's now going to be called Used to Be a Song That I Used to Know. That's the new game that we're going to play. So when you turn on your car, you're going to hear that song. And then as I was, you know, losing my mind and talking shit and ranting about this before the show, Luke, who's working with us now, the new guy, Luke, he's young and knows cool things that Duddy and I don't know. Sorry, cool. Duddy. He told me, I go, why is this fucking song back? Why is it so back? And he's all, it's because of TikTok. He just plainly, without even thinking, yeah. He's all, oh, it's TikTok. I go, what do you mean? He's all, everybody's doing videos to that song on TikTok.
I didn't know that really? Either. But it does make sense.
Well, do you
it's
go on TikTok?
The, no. Just you guys here talk? There to put our
yeah. tick?
I tick. I don't yeah. talk. Yeah.
Put, like, some clips on.
Okay. You got to do both.
So I've been on there. I mean... You'll see whatever songs are big on there make its way over to Instagram and everywhere else.
Yeah.
So it's just you're like the movies, right?
I don't know that stuff, though.
You know how, like, Wayne's World comes out, and mm-hmm. then all of a sudden Queen is huge again because you got the whatever yeah. that fucking song was yeah, from Wayne's World.
Bohemian and, Rhapsody.
Yeah.
And I always say this, too, about Queen. Just a little side note. Luckiest fucking band ever, besides the AIDS and death. Besides the death. Listen and hear me out, buddy.
Yeah, I think I'm
hear
lucky.
Me out. Hear me
out. I've never heard lucky.
I know. This is now let me earn it back, right? Queen, great band. Great fucking band. Everyone loves Queen. But then they're gone, and bye-bye, and you might hear a song or two, and then Wayne's World. Queen, biggest band ever. Everyone relives Queen. Again, AIDS, death. He doesn't... So that's bad. Really bad.
That's
super
bad. I'd like to make your point that AIDS
happened.
Bad.
So since the AIDS death...
It's like everyone else in Queen is the luckiest band
yes,
in the world.
Yeah,
besides
yeah.
Freddie
honestly
Mercury.
A better... I should have packaged it
yeah.
better.
The band Queen, not the singer.
The yeah, remaining, not Freddie Mercury.
Not
the remaining members of
Brian
Queen,
May.
Luckiest people who's ever
well,
played
I
music.
Well, I would say that. You can't because... If the rest of all of their songs sucked,
yeah,
then even if that Bohemian Rhapsody song on Wayne's World, it would have been yeah cool and no one would have gave a fuck. But
yeah.
then you go and you listen to the rest of their songs,
and they're
and
all
yeah,
great.
They're incredible.
Bicycle?
Yeah,
no,
come on.
Do I need to? I know they're all good. Fat Bottom Girl, every
cool,
one of them is great, right?
Yeah.
But you know their time had passed. They were relegated to the classic rock radio station. Everyone
yeah.
loves. And
yeah.
then Wayne's World. And then a whole new generation celebrates Queen.
But, I mean, you could say that happened with the Beatles.
Yeah, when Rock
Paul
Band
McCartney,
came out.
Yeah, Rock Band or Paul McCartney doing a song with Kanye.
You could say it for
like,
a lot of people.
Like that. You could, like,
but I'm saying it
Beatles,
for Queen.
Beatles, luckiest band.
Right now, I'm saying luckiest band post-AIDS death ever. Because, look, they have the Wayne's World bump, right? And they're back in their number one. I remember I was a kid and that came out. And I'm all, who's this band? And then I look up Queen and we ended up buying a Queen's greatest hit. So if it could happen to me, I imagine that it happened to every single person. Okay, and then... Queen still respected, but relegated again to, you know, maybe a car commercial here and there. You know, you're at a baseball, we will. It's fun.
Yeah, that's never gone away.
No, it's never going to go away, but it's a thing. I don't think they make money for that. And then all of a sudden, the Queen movie comes out again, and they are back. They're more back than they ever were. And they were
I
really
mean,
back.
But I want to talk about Lucky Bump. It's Gautier getting his song
yeah,
naked
right?
on TikTok.
Somebody that I used to know is classic rock now.
Yeah,
that's what
right.
that means. Gautier's, that's fucking crazy.
Gautier's getting that TikTok bump.
Yeah.
Because no. Gautier didn't have like another song after
no.
that, right?
Oh, no.
No,
I don't
they
think
did
so.
A second song and it didn't do well, I think. And
then
it
was
it. Gone.
Because like,
that
right, Gautier,
song
yeah.
was like the biggest song in the fucking
yeah,
world.
Massive.
It was huge.
For like
yeah.
a year, I felt like. Uh-huh. It like was
and
just
it was
there.
A cool fucking song.
It's a cool
when
song.
As soon as you heard it, you're like, oh, that's interesting.
And
cool
it was
song.
A throwback to like, yeah, yeah. To like 80s music.
So I don't
yeah.
hate the song, but I just noticed that K-Rock loves it, and Queen is obviously... Again, remaining members, easily the luckiest.
I'm going to put Queen with like Prince, where it's like, yeah, sometimes the generation kind of forgets about it until something happens and they're reminded. Yeah.
But has there ever been two movies that single-handedly revived one band so fucking hard?
Elton John.
Yeah, Elton John. That's a good one.
What movies?
Rocket Man.
Lion King. Can You
yeah,
Feel Love
Tonight
for
Lion
King?
That's a new song.
King?
He wrote that and that's new. I'm talking
still
about
a movie.
This guy
yeah,
died.
But people had forgotten
okay,
about
here's,
him.
I didn't explain it well. The singer dies of AIDS. You're horrified. The
hey,
band is
don't
done.
Ruin the movie for everyone. Okay?
yeah, I still haven't seen it.
Okay. A secretive underground.
down. Date night's ruined.
Slow AIDS death. And you think that, well, that was a good, we had a good run. Freddie died. We had a good run, boys. Queen's done. We're still going to make money. All of our songs are great. But then Bohemian Rhapsody, Wayne's World hits. And then, oh, wait a minute. What are all these checks pouring in? We were done.
Oh, no, we heard your explanation. Yeah, no,
and then Wayne's World goes away, right?
Let me guess. Let me guess. And then the other movie comes
yes.
out.
Yes. Then you start, so you get it. So you agree they're the luckiest band ever.
Yeah.
Besides the, all right. Okay.
Can we go back to your intro?
They
again?
Can't.
That was better than
this. This is still the intro. I'm pretty sure.
And now your host, Dutty B. Holy shit. I've never tried so hard for a losing battle on that one. But
yeah, you were fighting against all three of us on it, I think.
Eric immediately is like, that's every band ever who ever had a song in a movie. I'm like, yes, but Queen and the Death of the AIDS. All right. So you guys, dude.
You know he was struggling because he said AIDS like 13, 14 times. Yeah.
I really wanted to get that one in. But I feel like we're on to COVID now, dude. This is like, it's fun. AIDS is fun now.
Yeah,
we can all agree. Super fun. You tell your friends. I hope you get absolute.
I don't even believe in AIDS anymore.
Yeah. AIDS was a party disease. You know what I mean? COVID is not a party disease. You know?
Yeah. That was if you didn't wear a dick mask, you got AIDS. Now it's a face. It's just the same.
Yeah, you can't get AIDS if you stay home.
same with COVID.
Oh, my God, dude. This is exactly where I saw this going. So let's get into it, dude. You guys are back. For anyone that didn't catch episode 60, just fucking go back. But I'm going to do a little memory
lane.
We
are still on the intro.
We still are. We still are, dude.
We're back, baby.
We still are, dude. We're rolling right into it because our guests are here. Eric Friedman, Willie Simon. They have the Two Dumb Babies podcast, new episodes every Tuesday. And then they also put out kind of a bonus podcast on Thursday for their Patreon members, which is the shit talking, I believe, that goes on kind of before and after the podcast.
Yeah,
that
it's
you guys...
pretty much all the other stuff we're talking about before the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just bullshitting. It's kind of, it's more like this, you know, it's more just having fun with your friends.
Yeah, we'll have like a few, maybe some bullet points. We're starting, after being on this, we were like, all right, we should get at least some things that we can hit.
Yeah, it's like Sean and Rich. That's a great idea.
Keeps the conversation going. We're like, that's an amazing idea.
So simple.
You're saying planning ahead helps?
Yeah.
So we should try insulting Queen from the grave. Yeah. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, look, you guys, when you sat down, you saw AIDS death written in the I got one more in.
Yeah, I saw Bohemian Rhapsody. I was like, I didn't think Mr. Robot was going to end like this.
I don't even remember how we got to Queen. I think it was a sidetrack I went on, and it took over whatever we were talking about before.
I think that someone
came from the
And they were lucky because TikTok, and you said, oh, you know who's lucky? Fucking one of the best bands ever.
No, everyone else is lucky.
You know who's lucky? That guy who had a 7-octave voice, that lucky piece of shit.
Yeah, you're like, the Lakers are like the luckiest basketball team of all time, besides for like Magic Johnson.
I actually have TikTok written on there. Yeah. We didn't say shit about that. It's all your guys'
fault. We should
talk
about how dare that shredding guitar player get any credit for those amazing solos he played on every fucking track.
I don't think I ever scorned the remaining members for the shit. I'm happy for them. I guess they're lucky is all I'm saying.
You know what
the
I hate?
Luck of these guys.
12-part harmonies. Yeah.
Beach Boys, other luckiest band ever. Think about it.
Anyone who wrote a rock opera stumbled into it, all right?
Holy shit. Anyway, fucking
hell.
What about
TikTok, though, Jake?
I don't know about TikTok.
Yeah,
fuck that. We're talking about Two Dumb Babies now.
Surfing continued. Yeah. Or something. Dude. I don't know, the beach.
That's all I care about, dude. If long as I can go to the beach.
So you guys have never gone on TikTok at all, then?
I've never even seen it.
I've seen it because I have kids, and my daughter's 12, so of course, she's in there, and her friends are all in it, and she's so funny, man, like... She'll come out of a room or whatever. She'll come in the living room to like ask me a question. And while she's asking me the question, she's like dancing.
She's doing
the TikTok.
She's like, I'm working, Dad. I'm
restaurants are on the street. Yeah. And I'm like, they're doing something. Dancing to the air.
Yeah. It's pretty hard.
Give me a quick thing. What is TikTok?
It's like Vine, kind of.
So you're
but
just
with,
making really fast
it's
videos
short.
And trying to be funny.
It started as, you remember music.ly, Musical.ly? Which is what it started as, and it was like people lip-syncing to songs.
Okay, I saw those.
Yeah. So then it went from lip-syncing to people making videos of themselves dancing to songs to Now it's everything. Now there, there's people like jumping out of planes on there with GoPro, and you're
it's
watching
just
that.
Another thing,
and still
man.
To a song.
Yeah.
It's still to whatever
it's
the
always
popular
a song.
Song is.
Oh, yeah, and exactly. I've noticed gotcha. This too, that it's like a lot of people too, and it's like I'll see people like my age, you know, post something like on like their Facebook or Instagram, and it's like from their TikTok, and it's them like trying to do like a funny skit or something, like lip syncing like a
really
funny
bad.
Skit, and you're just like, I get just shame attack.
Oh, did douche chills and setting up the spine.
Mouthing someone else's like sketch is the fucking cringiest thing. I don't know who thought of that and why it would be a good idea.
And then being
who
happy that
it.
You got popular.
Yeah, exactly. I would see that on Instagram early. So the singing one I do remember, like the cute
the
chicks,
music,
whatever, would be like singing their song to the fucking thing
they
in their
still
car.
Do
and I'm like, oh, okay, I don't get it, and I don't know why, but then that became TikTok.
There are some really great kind of threads you can go down. There's the military thread, and it's like people kind of like just hanging out to country music, usually, you know, like in their regular clothes, and then the camera goes black, and then it goes out, and then they're in their uniform, and it's like, wow, guitar solo, fucking big country
randomly.
Crescendo and shit.
I've seen those.
It's all
in.
So cringy, dude. It's awful.
Oh, they're just shooting
okay,
into
I'm
a village without paying attention.
No, they're not even like, they're like fresh into like basic training, and they're like, I did it. And
dude, that's like the barbers I went to when I was in barber school. I've talked about this on the show. There was a dude that had a full barber life tattoo up his arm. We were still in barber school. All of us would just be like, dude, you got to get the license first.
Yeah. Yeah. What if you don't like graduate?
What if you test with the... And he would tank top on, dude, just, living the barber life. Not yet.
You need at least like 5-10 years into that.
I would say,
seriously. Life.
And still, I wouldn't. No. But yes, it's acceptable after 5 to 10 years.
Yeah. The only barber tattoo I've seen that's like is like the shears on the neck. Like that's like the hardcore barber tattoo. Yep. You're like,
the
this
little
guy
barber
pole
or the razor blade.
Yeah.
I don't have a barber tattoo yet.
The razor blade can go either way. You could be
Be a rock.
You could be a barber or a coke dealer with the fucking razor blade. That's a
or a cutter.
Yeah, a cutter. There's all kinds of ways you can interpret that. That's bad.
Depressed.
So I can feel.
Never forget.
If the razor's on your arm, you're like, I don't think you should have put that there. You should have looked somewhere else.
It's the dotted line going across as a reminder. That's the one that's like, oh no. You should watch out for that person.
It says down the river, not across the bridge.
Is that a poem? Like,
is that Jack Frost? Who is that? I think that's a Remy Kupar poem, right?
If anything, it's Bukowski.
No. Oh man. Queen is the luckiest band is ever.
Oh,
for fucking Pete's sake.
Should we move on?
Let's move on, dude. Here's what I wanted to do. I wanted to, first of all, we're so
this
happy
whole thing
to have
is
you guys back.
Queen, honestly.
This is episode 66, and I feel like at this point, we'll probably have you back on episode 666 from what we've been talking about. But we had you guys on episode 60, and it was so much fucking fun. And yesterday, Duddy and I are hanging around, and we're like, we got to get Two Dumb Babies on. We reached out to you guys, and you were available. Yeah. We were so fucking stoked.
Yeah, stoked to be back, man.
And
it's always fun.
There was a lot of classic characters on episode 60 that people hit me up about after the show, hit up Dustin. Duddy is fascinated with one of them. And
he's one of my favorite people.
He's one of his favorite people ever. So I just wanted to go over it. If you guys didn't hear episode 60, listen to it later. And if you had, you remember Thomas Holden Bingham.
Dude, the man, the myth, man. I love that guy.
Yeah, so Willie's from Maui.
Man,
and
the
there was
a
and the conspiracy query on episode 60 was brought to us by Willie. There was a fire that happened on his home island of Maui, where he's from, and it was put on a guy named Thomas Holden Bingham.
Didn't deserve it.
He didn't deserve it. In Willie's mind, this was a conspiracy
theory.
Free
Tommy.
But the connection was when Willie was a young man, him and his friends had a fake ID, and it was in fact Thomas Holden Bingham's fake ID. He used to buy beer with this guy's ID.
It was
ID.
His real ID, and we found it. And then years later, he gets arrested for burning down Maui.
So you didn't know him in any way. It's just a weird
coincidence. What a misconnection, you know?
People were fascinated with Thomas Holden. And then we had the most classic, This Song Sucks ever. It was a duo. It was the Steve Miller Takedown.
Yeah.
And then the Crash Test Dummies dissection. Both were amazing. And then we had Duddy's favorite thing that's ever existed, the British bass player ghost who's trapped.
He's trapped in a venue.
He's trapped in like a rock
backstage at yeah, a venue, and he has to hear constantly other bands talk about his band from the past. Yeah,
and trying to be part of the party. Yeah.
He's trying to be part of the party.
Sim, if you say his name three times in the bathroom with the door closed, you can see his bandana in the mirror.
And he famously, he has to hear other bands covering his music, but not up to his music. And he's yelling, but no one can hear him.
Yeah, his body, his spirit is trapped in like an old Bacardi bottle from the fucking 70s or something. He's like, someone just drink this bottle, you could release me.
Every time someone takes a drink of Bacardi, he can hang out that night.
Oh, yes. You have I like to take that. A sip, and then he can be real for a night.
Yeah, yeah. He can come back.
Oh, see, we've
when
already...
you black out, it's him overtaking your body for the night.
Oh, I like
oh, I love that.
Come in like control.
That
we
sounds
still
like a terrible.
Named this guy. Yeah. He's just British bass player ghost. I don't know if we should
I
even
think
go
that's
further.
His name.
Yeah. I think the closest we got was we said bass player of Rat is where it started, right?
Yes.
And
we
then
did.
And then it just turned into
but
a ghost.
But I don't
ghost.
Know if he's even dead.
I want he's
I don't
he says
and I refuse to look up his name. No.
He was a dude that always said he was the bass player of Rat.
There you go.
Yeah, he
that sounds like
there was no actual proof.
I feel like I've met some people who've said they were in Rat.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He was in a band that played at the Roxy and the Whiskey and stuff, and but he always said that he used to be the he was,
I was
yeah.
the original,
Rat.
The original bass player.
Okay, yeah. So one time 60s. We opened for Rat, but I touched their bass.
Thing. But I love the world building now. So now if you take a drink of Bacardi, he's released, and if you black out and you do something stupid, and the next day you
can blame it on him.
It's
exactly, it was him.
I was just that dead British bass player.
No, sorry, baby, I didn't cheat on you. It was that dead British bass player that cheated
so
on you.
So goddamn horny.
Who the fuck's that? The guy that used to always say he used to be in Rat? Oh, okay.
Did that guy die like 20 years ago?
Yeah,
I know, right?
Leather pants still. Yeah.
Oh, dude, so we have the dead British bass player ghost. We eliminated the word glamping, and then Duddy told us that he was, in fact, going kind of glamping.
I'm still seeing this. So people obviously – I thought everybody in the world listened to this, but apparently –
no, people would stop.
Apparently there's a few that don't because I still see this.
Well, dude, here's the deal. Everyone on Earth does listen to our show except for North Korea.
Oh,
yeah. They just can't, and I think
they're
China now because they're mad about
the TikTok.
Also,
they're not allowed. Yeah. They've never been allowed to.
And there's people that find their way,
well,
but
China's
everyone
not
else
mad at
listens.
TikTok. I think we're mad at China for TikTok. I think China's stoked on TikTok.
We're trying
to
China ourselves.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Banning
we're mad at
social
China.
Media.
China's not mad at us for anything?
No, they're mad at us.
No, they're always mad at us.
Dude, everyone's mad at us all the time.
Hey, guys, we don't even know what we did anymore.
It was that drunk bass player guy.
He bombed all your cities. I swear.
Dude, and our country is like, we're like 9 years old in the world.
Yeah, we're a child.
So we're supposed to piss on everything and shit our pants, right?
No, right?
Oh, no.
Sorry,
it's,
world.
It's
we're still in our...
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say we're still in our violent phase.
Yeah.
Yeah, the violent 11-year-old phase.
You just hit people because you know you can.
Yeah. Yeah. We're biting still.
Why'd you bite me? I don't know. This is so cool.
I'm teething.
America's biting me. America. Stop.
They're intimidated of me because I bit them and showed them my power.
Stop biting your cousins.
And then China's like 6,000 years old, dude. So it's like we're an 11-year-old beating on a 60-year-old man for no reason. And you're like, why is this?
China
don't you have any 11-year-old
like
friends?
Chinese man in this. He's just sitting on a chair. He's got a cane, a Fu Manchu, a hat, the circle glasses.
Yeah.
He's got the guitar. The
opium pipe.
Yeah. It's like we've been through everything.
Bonsai trees all around him. Yeah.
God, his wife's all, tell America to stop by. He's all, huh? That's all he said. Huh? And then back to picking the guitar. Ding, bang, ding.
Oh,
those
God.
Guitars are fucking amazing. Are, you know they are. I wish I could
do
that
I love the one, what's
shit.
It, Kung Fu this, Hustle? When they're
he's blind.
Twing,
exactly.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Holy shit. What else was there? Did I get everything? We got glamping. Oh, public figure.
This is what I was talking about, where I thought everyone listened, but obviously a few people don't.
Yeah.
But I still see some people have, you know, mom.
Public figure.
Flower enthusiast. Public figure.
Air breather.
Oxygen.
Public figure.
Water drinker.
Lover of homes.
Yeah. Indoor enthusiast.
Bed sleeper and public figure mother. Goo. Yeah, so Duddy hates that. If you have that on your thing, he hates you. That's what that is. So we got rid of glamping. We got rid of Duddy hates you if you're a public figure of any sort. And then Dead Bird's bass player, a lot of cool shit. And then once again, you guys are on the show and you have again provided us with a conspiracy query. So Duddy,
yeah, we got
tell everyone what conspiracy queries are, Duddy, and then we'll hand it over to Eric, who basically, you guys had a friend of ours on your show.
Yeah.
Who's a big friend of yours, and he had a crazy thing. I'll let you explain it, but Duddy, set him
I
up.
Have, and I have it here, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
You've got the more...
If there's if that's a Wikipedia, you might have more
you
info.
You can give the actual, what it is.
So, guys, this is a conspiracy query. It's not a conspiracy theory. I'm just wondering if you believe this. I didn't come up with this. I'm not saying I believe it. I'm not saying I don't believe it.
This is a good way to preface these conspiracies. Yeah. We got
to
do that.
Yeah, you guys have disclaimers in the beginning, too. You're like, hey, we're making jokes and having fun. I think we need to start doing that so we don't get
people
called
just have
deep
to figure out.
When we get canceled, we just go rewind the tape. This is a query. We asked you.
All I'm wondering is, do you believe in conspiracy queries?
You can't get mad at that.
That's too whimsical. That's too fun. That's
Your Honor, listen to this part. Do you believe? Okay, case closed. Get out of my fucking life.
It's just like super racist afterwards. Yeah, like, I'm just asking.
Do you believe in
eugenics?
I'm not going there.
Is eugenics a good thing?
Yeah, like, you're still fucked up.
Do you believe in
you're like, it no, is, I'm just asking.
The judge is all, it is racist, but also adorable.
Yeah.
That cancels it out.
That was a fun way to say that. I do like
overruled
that.
On adorable.
Do you believe that I killed that family?
No. Yeah, your defense attorney comes up to the my closing statements for the jury.
Do you really believe that? Come on.
They're like, he has a good point. I don't know. He's pretty convincing.
I thought he was going to tell it to me in a normal voice.
The way he did it, so fun. You know?
So this one, Willie and I found out about this conspiracy on our last episode of Two Dumb Babies on aliens, which we thought was going to be a fun, whimsical episode.
It was a pretty fun episode. Go check it out. It's good.
We're doing it on purpose. We're like, we can't talk about what's going on in the main part of the world anymore.
It's just
so
exhausting.
Much.
You know what I mean? Fucking paying attention to the world.
We have our buddy Sam Tripoli on all the time. Big supporter of ours.
We
helps us out.
Posts
our
awesome.
Stuff. You guys had him on.
Tripoli's amazing.
He's got Tinfoil Hat Podcast, obviously. Mm-hmm. Knows everything going on in the conspiracy world, knows all the stuff, and knows the crazy things that we don't. And
he's like the Herman Cain of the conspiracy world, you know? Like, not like a huge figure, but he's important in it, you know? He's involved.
He ran
not like an Alex Jones, you know? But.
Civil rights for conspiracies? So we asked him about aliens, and we're like, why are we finding out about aliens now? Why is the government telling us about UFOs? That sort of stuff. It's all coming back. And then we find out about Project Bluebeam, which apparently is what all of the phases of all this stuff has been. Phase one was the virus. Phase two was civil unrest. Phase three is the second phase of the virus. And phase four is Project Bluebeam, which is going to be a faked alien attack by NASA and a bunch of other big corporations, companies through the world. It's going to be the new
things
world
flying
order.
By that we're not going to know what it is, and we're going to
think holograms.
We're being holograms.
So they're going to create huge holograms in the sky to make it look like an Independence Day kind of scenario. And then all be like, oh, shit, aliens
kind of
are here.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I know it sounds so cool. It's oh, we didn't get Coachella this year, but we're going to get an alien attack.
Something better.
Tiesto's going to be playing it.
Yeah, I know.
You get the Michael Jackson hologram dancing on the fucking mothership.
So Sam Tripoli's on the show, and you're just loosely asking about aliens. What's going on in aliens today?
We thought
it'd
be like...
with this
Yeah, we thought it'd be fun and like old conspiracies on aliens.
Yeah.
And not like...
Flip space. You know, fun shit. No, it's easy.
He goes in hard.
We thought.
Have you heard of Area 51, boys?
We're like aliens. Aliens, entry level conspiracy.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that
entry level.
So you're saying that the government is trying to make everyone on Earth, I guess, a world government of some sort is going to make us all fear. proof that aliens through, are yeah. coming. So, Duddy, I have an article. I love this so much, by the way.
So, this is the description. It says, Project Bluebeam is a conspiracy theory that claims that NASA, in cooperation with other powerful forces, is attempting to implement a new age religion with the Antichrist at its head and start a new world order.
Ooh.
Via technologically simulated second coming. The new age religion would be the very foundation for the new world government.
Wait.
Without which religion, the fierce dictatorship of the new world order would be completely impossible.
This sounds like the opening of like a He-Man episode. Right?
It may have been, actually.
The new world order is possible.
To be fair, I've discovered that a lot of conspiracy theory stuff has come from what used to be satirical jokes back in the early 2000s and whatnot, of like a bunch of kids, a bunch of us getting the internet and making stupid, crazy jokes on there, and then a bunch of other people latching onto it as if it's truth because it is a narrative that they like.
Yeah.
And it's on the internet.
And it's on the internet, exactly. So it's fact.
Yeah, it must be fact. And a scientist must have written this.
I guess I like that because, okay, that's their history, right? If you read something in an old-looking book, you just go, no fucking way, really? This was what was happening when this book was written.
So you don't question it.
No, yeah, exactly. Like, it's old. They wrote it in a book. That's what
the internet's a book.
Ancient text from 2001 on 4chan.
If you're a young kid, if you're like 20 today, the internet, you read shit that was 20 years ago people were posting weird shit.
It's the archives now, dude. This isn't just the internet.
So just people being dicks on the internet 20 years ago is the history for kids now that want to believe that shit. And then they just take that and make it. And 20 years from now, we're going to have future idiots thinking that these idiots are
telling. I'm getting sent stuff constantly that I know was put out as a joke because I know who put it out. And I'm getting sent it as its truth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I know the person who did it. It was satire. I know satire doesn't make sense to you because you have to use like more of your brain to understand it.
Yeah.
It's a difficult, there's subtleties in
satire.
It.
You just hear something and you go, oh.
Yeah. I think satire ruined everything.
Well, you know what? It's hard to write sat.
And now it's really hard. It's not a written word thing as much.
Well, because everyone believes everything they read now instead of like looking for something that's funny about it. You know, it's the first thing you think is like, this is real and I'm scared.
It was whenever Onion articles started getting passed around as real news.
Yeah.
You remember the Onion?
Have to add emoji.
The Onion's still around, but it's the Onion is the daily show of newspapers, essentially. They've been around since like the 80s, I think.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Just like the Daily Show ruined comedy because now everyone's trying to make points instead of being funny.
Yes. Holy shit.
The Onion ruined news.
Every single thing is a political point right now.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the only show, and your guys' show, we avoid politics at all costs. Yeah, like, I don't know if you guys do. We just are like,
we talk about it, sadly.
Yeah, we run into it. But we just joke about it.
We try to avoid it, but it's impossible when we're doing current events. You know what
but
I mean?
I'm surprised that none of us heard about Project Bluebeam because it sounds like the biggest thing.
The interesting thing is the second coming of the Antichrist. When was the first coming of the Antichrist?
Did I miss that? Sam, I think, mentioned this when we were talking to him. I think the first coming was just when when Lucifer was sent to hell.
That was the first coming?
I don't know.
Oh, I guess you're right.
I missed
the
that
second
one.
Coming of Christ.
Because that was
coming
the first
back.
Coming of Christ.
Yes, yes.
So the second I think that's what
back.
He said it was.
See,
I don't know.
That's where it kind of loses me. Because
it lost you?
I think I remember. I remember the first coming of the Antichrist. You know, I'd remember that. I wouldn't just forget.
Like, Antichrist.
But no, the Jews didn't murder the Antichrist, so that's why it's not in any history books.
When it went biblical is where I got weird with it, because I'm like, alien shit and cool, and then it's like the Antichrist shit. I'm like, now we're going back to biblical stuff, and that's where I get like, now it's like, I don't know, that's too much for me. I'll believe any alien thing. It looks like there's a lot of planets out there.
My biggest thing is a new world order, a one world order and whatnot sounds too complicated for anyone to run. Like, they have trouble running their own... Everyone has trouble running their own countries. You think they want to run more
Maybe
stuff?
They'll think it's easier
impossible.
If it's all one.
Yeah.
Look Here's at the deal. Everyone's deathly... Every human on Earth is super afraid now of this other enemy that's out there that they can't comprehend.
Yeah.
If the government's in control of that enemy, they can just turn up the fear meter and then tell you, we'll protect you, everybody.
Yeah.
just fucking sign whatever we need you to sign, you know? So then everybody says, okay, just please protect us. And now the government has all that. I get that. Like, I see what they're doing with it. If everyone's scared of aliens, then yeah, we're going to do whatever the government tells us.
You know what's going to happen? They're going to put those holograms up in the sky, and everyone from their houses is just going to start shooting up into the sky.
Yeah. And we're like, hey, it's
just
going to
be raining bullets and shit down on everyone's home.
Oh, I didn't think about that. It's fucking horrifying. That's exactly what's going to happen, isn't it? Holy shit, boys. We stepped into it this week, didn't we?
People out there with a six shooter just shooting up at alien
space. Just throwing knives up.
I will fall for anything I see. Like, I don't believe a lot. I make fun of conspiracy theories. But as soon as I see a fake hologram of an alien thing, I will believe
I've already said, if aliens attack in the next few years, real, not real, whatever, I believe every conspiracy that Sam and everyone else has told me back now. Like, you guys win. I get it.
Yeah,
is it if it doesn't happen, then it doesn't.
Yeah.
Is that kind of fun?
It is.
That's what I love about ancient cultures and stuff. Well, I know it's terrifying if it happens, but it's fun if they don't kill us, but we get to know about them.
Uh-huh.
Ancient cultures got to believe all that shit was real.
Yeah.
They got to believe in witches and whatever. And maybe that shit is real. I don't know. We don't know. But you know what I mean?
Is.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, even like, you know, back in just Native Americans, they believed in all sorts of mystical creatures and powers, and that was part of their fucking belief structure.
Yeah.
And that's so awesome.
Yeah, just believing there's something else out there instead of just like what's right in front of me. You know what I mean? If, if like the best thing possible is daily drinking beer, you know, I'd like to believe there's spirits instead, or like an afterlife instead of like this is probably the best part of my day.
I should probably start drinking earlier.
This can sounds like my mom. Are you daily drinking beer?
Yeah, we are drinking. We are drinking. It is. It's called daily drinking beer. Last time you guys were here, we drank the vodka drinks.
Yeah, the vodka watermelon things, I think it was.
Vodka sodas from the Four Sons.
Is this from Four Sons
as
well?
That's from Four Sons as well,
It's also
Four Sons is
daily drinking beer. It's good.
Yeah, see? But like, Native Americans believed in like the spirit realm and shit. You know what I mean? We don't get to. We don't get that.
That's not as fun.
That's why we're here. Drink this beer. We can somehow reach some sort of spirit realm, or eat mushrooms, or do something. But yeah, now it's like we just think we know everything, and so nothing's that mystical. So as soon as there's aliens, everything's mystical again. Like Eric said, then all of a sudden, it's all could be real again.
Yeah, exactly. I know. We need a wrench in the system. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We need a fucking. We need some ghosts. We need the rat bases to come out as real.
We need the rat bases to
come back out. And be like, hey, guys, pay attention.
What would be gnarlier? And what would be crazier, alien or ghost?
Ghost. I think ghost would be way crazier.
Because that opens up kind of.
Because that's another realm.
Because aliens, it's like, like, there's for sure got to be other living things out there in this humongous fucking space out there. You know, like, there's no way it's just us. But ghosts? That's like
some shit.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. They should just fake ghosts. That's what holograms look like. Hey, fake a ghost.
Yeah, it'd be way easier to fake ghosts.
Everyone already believes in that shit anyway. Like most people. Shows and the aliens, everyone. But yeah, just fake a ghost.
Just dress some people up in all white with a hood and have them be like, boo.
That's a little different.
I don't think you should do
that. Oh, wait a second. Wait, they are doing that, I think.
We could summon these ghosts by like burning crosses or something, and then they could No, that's something else.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
I didn't know ghosts ride horses.
Oh
my God.
Did you guys know ghosts are super racist?
Dude, there's some weird fucking shit going on in the spirit world, dude. Hey.
You're reminding me of I don't even know, the Key and Peele episode with the racist zombies. Oh my God, zombies are walking up the street, but they like won't attack them.
They're
only going after white people, and they're like, what's up, zombie?
I'm right here.
Fucking killed me. Super good shit. I like the racist ghost.
The racist
now we've
ghost.
Got, all right, we added a new character, guys. Good job this week.
Dude, Jake, I love the racist ghost. No cap.
I see what you're doing there, Duddy.
I get into that, though, I just want to know, though, do you believe that there's a second coming of the Antichrist and the Blue Beam Project is going to take over World New Order?
Bam! Now no one can get mad at us on TikTok. That's right.
I was going to say, what if like Freddie Mercury comes back as a racist ghost?
Oh,
hey, you weren't racist before, but now that you've been to the ghost world, he's super racist.
I'm glad you said that, because I heard Freddie was very racist. All right, moving into the next segment, Duddy. We're moving right into the next
super racist. Anyway,
I heard that's why he was given AIDS by our Lord. So anyway, Duddy, oh my God, this is unraveling. Oh. I've had three sips of beer.
I've had three sips
of a daily drinker, and Duddy's going to roll us right. Duddy has a word that has crept into his household and is bothering him. And I didn't even know about this word, but he's going to share it with us right now on an episode of No More Words. Drop the beat.
No more words. No more words and no more promises of love.
Look at that, Daddy. What's bothering you?
So I first heard this from one of my daughter's friends. I was like driving them somewhere. And they were saying something in the car, and they were trying to tell me one of those stories where I can't understand a word. And then I'm here, and then he's talking, and then we were at this boy, and it was so funny, and he yelled at me, "No cap." And I said, "What did you say?" She said, "No cap." And I was like, "Well, I hate that, but what does that mean?"
I don't need to know that the boy wasn't wearing a cap.
Yeah. So, like, apparently it means, like, for real, man, like, I'm not lying.
Yeah.
Like, if you're telling a story that, like, you know, like, oh, you're all into it, and it's, like, maybe a crazy story at the end, I guess you say, like, but no cap.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Coming from no lie is the origin of...
Comes from, like, no lie, is that what it is?
I think it sounds like it. And then it's, we keep coming up with a new thing.
So now I'll hear my, you know, my daughter's 12, and they're the best. I'm not trying to hate, but I'm hating on the word they say. and I'll hear them say it now. They'll be like in my backyard swimming in the pool, and I'll just hear one of them telling a story. No cap. And I'm just like,
Like, how much do you kids lie to each other that you have to end your sentence with being like, but this time, I'm not lying.
I thought it was like only, slang was only uncool when like older people used to say it. Now it's like, now it's uncool when kids say it too. Like, how the fuck?
There's a
you put a word on blast last time for this. What was it?
It was cop.
Oh yeah.
You said you can't cop anything.
You can't cop anything after like 24 years old. You're purchasing.
There's a sweet time for slang. It's the like high school and college age.
Yeah exactly.
So, no cap. So
I could only imagine that because this. When we did a little research, it came from Atlanta hip hop, like a group or from Atlanta, like a
probably
like everything cool. No yes.
And now you have 12-year-old white girls saying it.
Right. Yeah, that just doesn't sound right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Duddy told me, he's all, dude, I gotta know more words. I'm like, what is it? And he said it, and I have no idea what that is. I don't know what it means. I don't know what it is. I'm like, I love it. I'm sure it's horrible. Save it for the show, and then we'll get the explanation. Now I've got it, and I understand it now. No cap. Okay. No lie. Right. I'm gonna lump no cap in with two other ones that I've hated in the past that I know were taken from a cool hip hop thing and probably sounds awesome when said correctly, but then we get a hold of it and it's shit. So I'm gonna lump this one in with on fleek, which someone mentioned to us before, and we were like, yeah, not a bad one. And then also low key. Remember, all of a sudden everyone's like, I'm low key, like a pretty cool this or that. Like, hey, low key, I'm actually into fucking low key. All right,
it's like a filler word. It doesn't mean anything. It literally means nothing.
I'm actually low key really into fucking chocolate. You know, I was hearing it so much. So
I fuck with
is the same type of shit. Dude, I fuck with some chocolate, dude, in the evening time after I've had like a decent meal.
Like, no cap.
High protein lunch.
I low key fuck with that.
I fucking low-key fuck with that.
On fleek is an old one. That bothered me
because people, you have to try to use on fleek. That doesn't come off the tongue.
I remember that when I was in college, like 3-4 years ago. Yep. Like, that was
everyone started
was a big
saying
thing.
It, and it was highly bothersome. But
those
we didn't.
Shoes are on fleek.
Yeah. We didn't have the show yet. I had no one. I just had to deal with on fleek. Dude, I don't fucking have.
Just cutting people's hair like, you believe this fucking shit, dude?
I was in the mirror with like a very psychotic like I'm a murderer. I'm like what's the movie? American Psycho. That very much that. His hair was slicked back. I'm angry. I'm wearing a wide tie, no shirt, and I'm looking in the mirror
for
myself.
Some reason.
There's little blood specks, and I'm gelling my hair, and I'm just biting like my lip and talking about on fleek to myself and enjoying
when you
it.
You were staring in the mirror. Did you happen to see a bandana floating
around? I used to say on fleek, but I meant it for baseball.
Oh, man.
I'm just so into what I'm doing. I don't even see or feel the vibe. But yeah, so now I have this, and we all have this. So on fleek, you're getting it, dude. Retroactively, fuck you. Retroactively, fuck you on fleek.
Oh, man.
And then also on fleek, low key. And now No cap, dude. Those are all in the same bucket. Bad.
I don't want to hear it anymore, but I will say, Jake, that every time I hear anyone talk in the old dead drunk bass player English guy's voice, it makes me feel good.
You can say whatever you can it's say whatever you want again.
Yeah. It makes me feel so good. Yeah, there, yeah. Dude. And speaking
I'm
of
going glamping. I'll see you guys later. It's this really cool new thing I just heard about in the spirit world.
Has anyone in this room heard of glamping?
I'm just trying to join someone for the weekend. No cap.
Oh, dude, I just thought of another.
Low key, let me ride Daddy. With you.
Okay. Brilliant segue, but we're gonna stick with this now because the world building is just continuing. He's stuck in the bottle, watching people drink things that aren't. Was it Bacardi?
Yeah. And he's just please.
Or it's like Malibu rum.
Yeah, yeah. It's gotta be something old. Yeah, it's like terrible.
No one's gonna drink me.
He sees an unopened bottle of Bacardi sitting there. No one's opening.
Or he had some weird specific drink that he always had, and you have to make that drink.
Oh. It's a dark and stormy or something. Yeah.
It's out of style. No one drinks that.
It's a sex on the beach, but you have to call it a sex on the beach.
What is my favorite drink? Calling it a smushy.
No! We never called it that. God damn it.
Release me with your words, not your drink.
Oh, no. You forgot your saddler.
Without the umbrella, it doesn't count.
Who is this, Queen? Man, what a lucky man.
He's the luckiest man ever besides the AIDS. Oh, no. What a lucky man. Oh,
too much. Oh, my God.
Too much.
Oh, I want a counter on the bottom left corner of how many times AIDS has been said in this episode. Because it's way too many.
We need an AIDS aid.
I'd like a time counter of how long Duddy's tried to start segments that we just will not allow in this show.
Oh, well, if we can get out of the damn intro, maybe we can move on.
Yeah.
We could do a little like ding, like in post. You know what I mean? No, ding, AIDS. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh,
as it goes up.
Welcome back to the AIDS Death Show, Duddy. We got some sponsors on can the I show. Do it?
It's a great segue.
Okay. Speaking of feeling good, we have some sponsors on this show that make us feel great. And
would you say your sponsors aid you?
they do aid me. No, but Koi CBD, they've been with us from the start. We love this company.
True the love.
We love this product so much, but honestly, I really do use this product every day. You know what? I'm gonna have a quick little story here. Yesterday I was doing a writing session with Rome and Dennis, one of the guitar players from Face to Face, came in and was writing with us. Super cool, dropping some names, did it, but it's all good. And we were here and we were playing guitar and we were writing, and he was like, ah, man, he's like, I keep getting these cramps in my hand, like my fingers and my hand have just been killing me lately. And I grabbed him one of the jars of the Koi CBD balm. I was like, dude, use this, take it home with you. I use it all the time, I love it. And like a half hour later, he was like, oh my God, he's like, my hand feels so much better. Just straight up, just saying.
Right. It works. 1,000 times. The works. Bomb works. Yeah. I guarantee it.
CBD, not just
works.
For dogs. This is great.
Yeah. For your hand.
For your hands, so for people.
If you're someone out there that's got any sort of aches and pains and you've been taking a lot of over-the-counter pain medicines, give CBD a try and give Koi CBD a try because it is the best. And I know you're going to love the way it makes you feel, and it's a lot healthier for you. And if you go to KoiCBD.com and put in code DuddyB at checkout, you will get 20% off your first order.
20%?
That's right.
That's a fifth off.
That is. That's good math. Yeah. Action math.
I'm pretty quick.
I'm pretty great at math.
That's the smartest thing I'm going to say.
You just wanted to get one thing in there. You're like, I'm not dumb.
23% off your first one.
Stuff would be.
That's 1/18. Keep going. Don't look it up. Don't look it up.
People getting into skateboarding now. That'd be great for after skateboarding and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
For sure.
Maybe I'll go skateboarding because I'm going to be sore after I go skateboarding. I'm going to need something.
Rub it on your thighs after you go skateboarding. Eric's willing to go skateboarding to get sore, not for the joy of skateboarding.
Just to get sore.
So that he can then.
I just want to feel something again.
Yeah, I just want to feel. He just wants to feel.
But also, plug-ins keychains. This is a great company and an awesome product. This one is called the Jack Rack. I got one of these on the wall in my house. What it is a... it resembles a guitar amp head. And it comes with four keychains.
It doesn't resemble it, Duddy. It's a fucking replica.
Yeah, that's an amp head. It's a replica.
It is a replica of a Marshall amp head or a Fender amp head.
Yes. And it comes with four keychains. You put your keys on it, and you know, you put this on your wall, you get it, and then you plug your keys in whenever you get home. It's a key holder, and it's really cool looking. It's not big and bulky. It's pretty small, so it's not going to be this huge thing on your wall. It's really clean and cool, and honestly, anyone who's... Not anyone, but a lot of people have come to my house. A lot of people I know that are in the music industry or whatnot, they see this on my wall, and every one of them's like, holy crap.
Yeah, it's funny because
that thing is sweet.
Duddy's had it for 2 years in his house. Everyone who's gone in is like, that's the coolest thing ever. And then they happened to become a sponsor. We never met them. We didn't know. It was just a gift that Duddy got that was awesome. And then now they're working with us on the show.
Now they're working on the show. Cool. They're also he also was helping me with... our Cutlass clothing line right now as well. So very cool. Sweet. And you can go to plugins keychains, that's plural.com, and the plugins has a Z, P-L-U-G-I-N-Z, keychains.com, and check out the Jack Rack. And if you put in code DuddyB at checkout, you get 20% off every order.
Every single order. Real quick, I've said it on the previous shows, it's so fucking true. If you have any friends or family members that are guitar players, this is what you get them for Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa,
Ramadan.
Celebrate. Ramadan. Thank you. God forbid I leave one out.
Yeah.
But, you know, yell at me if I left one out.
You a racist
get it
ghost
for
or
everybody.
Something?
I am. I'm a racist ghost. It's sad. Horrifying. But I'm sad and I'll change my ways in the next life. All right, Daddy.
Okay. Oh, man.
No, any guitar player you know, this is what you get them. Hands down. Done deal. And you're the best.
And you know what?
You do it.
Jake, we haven't done this in a long time, but I am going to do it. If you are listening to this show and you are enjoying it, please go to whatever you're listening it on. Give us a rating. Leave us a comment. It really does help the show get noticed and keep moving on. As you guys know, or you might not know, but most of you probably do, that we had to recently restart over on a whole new server. So we lost all of our ratings, all of our comments. We had to start all back over from zero. So if you guys are enjoying this, please head on over. Leave us a comment. Leave us a rating. It does help
out a lot. Spotify. Give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down, dude. We don't care. Yeah. Tell us we suck. It's fine.
Help with the algorithm.
Even if it's just a, talk shit about me and Eric. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, make fun of us. Who cares?
Take a huge dump and then do it on all of us. It's great. We'll rub it in ourselves.
That's always our thing. We're like, help with the algorithm, please.
Yes, the algorithm. That was another word I wanted to cut out a long time ago.
I know, right?
Just because I never heard it in my entire life. And then I heard it 300 times a day from, like, you know.
Yeah, now it's like one of my top 10 words.
And it was like, ah!
Said by a bunch of people who failed math.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we know algorithms been around forever.
But you never
heard it. Why does it just only matter now?
Yeah, the only people who say algorithms are, like, advanced mathematicians and people trying to do podcasts. Completely opposite ends of the intelligence spectrum.
Yeah.
Shall we do this?
Are we going to get into some questions?
Is it that time? Is there anything else we want to get into?
We queue up. What's going on? Okay, I also want to talk about this. So, last time we did the show, you guys basically you made cartoons of Duddy and I.
Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious. What's going on with that?
So, we're going to do an animated version of the last episode that we did. Duddy sent me all the audio, and I cut it down to about a 10-minute or so episode.
Oh, wow.
And so, we'll put it out with, like... We'll make it look like you guys are at our podcast.
Dude, I love this. So,
we'll be the two babies in chairs. You guys are adult you on a couch in this new design that we have that's an animated podcast studio.
Sweet. I'm so looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah,
dude,
it's going to be cool.
Anyone that doesn't know, like two dumb babies, they, you know, it's Eric and Willie. They're doing the talking and, you know, it's a podcast, but they animate it. You know, Eric's been in animation forever. Did you do animation before? Or you guys just met?
No. I've done animation about as long as we'd done Two Dumb Babies.
Eric, we've known Duddy and I've known for 10 years and he's been doing animation since well before we knew him.
Yeah.
So they animate their show and they put themselves as babies and it's hilarious. So they took, like Eric just said, they took a 10-minute, they narrowed our last episode, episode 60 that they were on our show. He narrowed it down to 10 minutes and he made an animation of Duddy and I. We'll share it on all our social media so you guys can see it. And they're going to basically animate a 10-minute chunk of our show.
It'll be out in like 2 weeks.
Nice.
Awesome. Like, so follow them.
Not next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after.
Tell them where to follow you guys everywhere, too, right now before we get into
at Two Dumb Babies on all social media with the number two on most of them.
Instagram is
two.
T-W-O.
Yeah.
Dumb
but if you search Two Dumb Babies, either way, you should find us. Yeah. Two Dumb Babies on YouTube. YouTube's what we're trying to push the most because it is a show. And we're starting to put out more clips and other fun stuff on there, too. Mm-hmm. I'm at Eric J. Friedman on all social media.
Yeah, and I'm at Willie Simon _. Because Willie Simon is taken by a guy in, like, Uganda or something. And he won't reply to my messages.
This is
like,
true.
I'm like, hey, I'll buy this. He's this like, is, I'm not going to reply.
But I am Willie Simon.
Yeah. Yeah, who are you, my friend?
This is your karma for stealing Thomas Holden Bingham's ID.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Oh. My he's identity.
Yours. He's buying beer this is with what yours like. Right now in Uganda.
This is what it feels like. Oh,
I am Willie Simon.
I am the Two Dumb Baby.
Yeah. Can we start sending Thomas Holden Bingham, like, letters in jail?
I was going to say,
I want to do, like a jail call. I want
to
be like, hey man, you're kind of making it in the podcast world right now, right? So how do you feel about your newfound fame? And the people of Feeling
like
Good with
petition.
Duddy love you.
Yeah, we need to start maybe a petition to get this guy free.
Yeah. Seriously, I'm down. Or he's at least off. Start the investigation again. Yeah. Find who actually did this. You know what I mean? Because
that's probably a better
Thomas
idea.
Holden Bingham is an innocent man.
Is he maintaining his innocence?
I don't think he even knows why he's in jail.
He's still looking for his tooth.
Yeah, yeah.
He's missing.
He's like walking around, nice place.
So I'm indoors now. Huh? This is cool.
Yeah. Moving on
this
up.
Is different than outside.
What do I owe you for the meal?
Yeah.
Oh, nothing.
Hey. Really?
You guys
I got a roommate again? This is super cool.
And Tommy Holden.
Oh, no meth in here? Well, damn.
Does he have any social media? Did we look into this?
No.
I haven't looked into it.
I'm down to
look. But I don't know if he does.
I'm going to see if
he
has.
Go ahead and do a little
search. He doesn't sound
like
a social media type of guy.
He doesn't seem like a big post for that.
He does sound like an internet superstar.
Yeah. It's just a bunch of pictures of fires.
It just says pyro on it.
Yeah.
While you're looking for that,
yeah,
I do want to say,
Thomas Holden Bingham.
Before we get into Q&A, here's maybe a new segment, because a lot of things we have been doing lately are like, we hate this word, we hate this song.
Something positive.
We've turned into that, which is great.
Dude, the world is filled with like gross positivity right now. So it's, so we're here to bring another side show.
But I do want to start maybe a new, this is maybe a new segment, maybe it's just something we're talking about today. Things that make you feel really good. And I think I talked to you about the other day. Okay, when this happens to you, and I hope this has happened to everyone at least once. Some people maybe not because you got just fucking bad vibes. But if you like walk into someone's house or you just run into like say a, you know, friend or even a stranger in the park or whatever, and like their dog comes up to you and like likes you and like licks you, or you're at someone's house and their cat comes to sit on you and they go, oh man, he normally doesn't like anyone.
Oh,
hey, babe, come over here. Look at this. Snuggles likes Duddy. He hates everybody, but he for some reason likes you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there much better feeling than that?
Dude, yeah.
That feels great.
I'd rather be liked by your dog than you, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm more worried about that.
That is true, dude. If an animal or a baby loves, clings to you, all of a sudden you're like, I love this animal.
He never lets
baby.
Anyone hold him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're like, damn right, I'm an enlightened being.
Yeah.
I'm fucking in touch
with the
stars.
He knows how great a person I am.
He
knows my real potential.
He sees all the love that's in my heart that no one else sees.
I smell good or something.
Yeah, he feels my good intentions.
Yeah, no,
he believes in me, unlike mommy.
It's funny, your dog and that shaman have the same opinions about me, so that's cool.
Even just when a dog comes over and just likes me in general, the addition of what you added of like, they don't like anyone, that's an amazing feeling. Mm-hmm. But even if they just come over and are like, I pick you out of this group of people to hang out with right now.
Yeah,
so true.
The last stand-up show I did, day before everything started going to shit in March, I was like all nervous to go up on the show. Things were already a little weird in the world. And this dog who was at the art space just comes over and sits down on my feet. And I'm like, I feel okay. I feel good. Yeah. I was like, pet the dog. Everything's gonna be okay. This is awesome.
He was the stage manager. He's like, you better not fucking blow that. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give you a light
after my set.
30
peed
seconds
on my leg. So how can I get it? I don't know.
Now, when you hear me scratch the wall, that means wrap it up.
Yeah, Josie. Yeah. See, Josie chose your chair to go under.
I got my dogs literally laying under my chair right
Josie Smollier over here, dude. I love this dog.
That is one of the greatest things. You guys are right. Yeah, if a dog or a creature or a baby or anything loves you,
babies are creatures.
Yeah, babies are still dogs until they're like five.
They're dumb creatures. Yeah. I'm a dumb creature. He's getting smarter. He can almost say two really well.
Dogs can at least walk when they're born, you know?
Well, I think like humans are the most helpless of all creatures when they're born.
Oh, yeah. Really? That's why it takes
you are absolutely helpless. Yeah.
No, when a horse is born,
get, like, kicked out of the nest immediately. Yeah. Like, you better fly or you're gone. Like, what?
When a horse is born, it's like it gets sped out. And then it's a horse. And that's the fucking end.
Child
that's
riding
it.
That
there
horse.
It goes. Yeah, exactly. That's all it is. Yeah. People, it takes like 8 years.
Deer, but it's like they're walking a few minutes later.
Yeah, exactly.
They look a little, and then they're like, all right, I got this.
Yeah, you cry for 3 years before you have anything to say.
A newborn deer would kick the fuck out of a 2-year-old baby.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it would be a horrific event.
It would be a bloody event.
Dude, that'd be a fun like Mortal Kombat game.
Feel really good.
Animal babies versus animal babies. Little puppies versus deers.
Oh yeah, I forgot
human
to start
human
with
babies
would
be the
like,
worst.
Yeah,
I was like, actually, in Alaska, there was a bear that went into a house, and I'm like, all right, well, maybe not. We're not during this.
Actually, the baby did kick its ass.
Speaking of babies,
and the bear had AIDS.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh no!
Ding!
Nice, nicely done.
Oh, thank you.
Oh. That's the luckiest bear in the fucking world.
In the music industry.
Do you guys remember the South Park episode when they were all, not only am I HIV, I'm HIV positive.
No,
I'm
HIV positive.
I'm HIV positive. It is like, so stupid.
Oh,
he's the Philadelphia hat on.
Oh, God.
What was the movie? I'm forgetting the name of that movie. Positive. He was like, he became the dictator, and he was like the Aladdin. Aladdin meant negative and positive. You're HIV Aladdin. And the guy was like. He was so confused.
We've been doing a lot of South Park quoting lately. Remember Marklar from last week?
Oh, yeah.
So
you guys remember the Marklar? I will re-quote.
I remember Marklar.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Well, it's alien related. Fan. Let's circle that. Let's go. Queen is the. All right.
Oh, man. So, are we doing this, Jake?
Oh, God.
We talked about something nice, make everyone feel good.
Oh, that's why
we're
going
to get into
this
Q&A, and it's up to you. It's up to the question you ask.
This is where we potentially hurt feelings.
Dude, I'm ready.
To the Q&A, because now we're making fun of
except
real
for, except for like
people.
Brian May and all the members of on Queen Earth. That are still alive. Their feelings have been hurt.
Yes.
They're
yes.
already injured.
Well, what makes your feelings better than a big, fat check showing up to the door because someone else made a movie?
I'd be okay. You wouldn't be able to hurt my feelings.
Right? You'd be like, talk your shit. Whatever, man. I'm fucking...
I miss Freddy. Cha-ching. I'm going to be fine without Fred.
If I ever get to
he
wear random checks...
He was pretty racist. I don't know. They didn't cover that in the movie. Look.
If I ever get to wear random checks or just showing up at my house, I'm just like... Okay, one's going to make me mad today.
Yeah,
this is awesome.
Figure out a way to deal with it. Oh. I'm going to admit my privilege.
And because Freddie died, they're probably getting a little more than they actually would have.
Yeah.
A couple ducats.
No, I'm sure
some. If Fred was here?
I'm sure some
I'm saying
random.
They're probably collecting
has.
A little more now than if he was still here.
If John Lennon never died, I doubt the Beatles would be as famous as they are. You know what I mean? The Beatles would be fucking, they'd be popular.
I think they
but
were pretty famous before he died.
Like, there's like a mythos with John Lennon. Well, the Beatles are the luckiest fucking band in the goddamn world.
I already said that earlier.
Look, though,
now we're back.
You're not wrong, though. I mean, that does always push stuff into lore.
But when you're already the biggest band in the entire world,
yeah, but
it doesn't
back
really
in,
matter.
Back in like the 60s, though. You know, it's a different time.
Yeah. But the dying part, because then you can never. Here's what would have happened. Look, the Beatles always would have been the biggest, greatest thing ever, but they would have gotten back together a few times. They would have played some lackluster.
Like the Rolling Stones. No one talks about how the Rolling Stones are this incredible. Like everyone does, but they're not in that same mythos as like the Beatles is because they're all still alive. Because
they can't die.
It's impossible.
Yeah,
they drink fucking embalming
to kill
fluid.
Themselves for years. Yeah, exactly. If Mick Jagger would have fucking flown a plane into a mountain or something, they would have been the Beatles. But they fucked up.
Like Lynyrd Skynyrd is more in that fucking legendary area because they're all dead. You know
and they've
what I mean?
Got they've one fucking... song.
Yeah.
Two. They probably got more.
Wow.
What was their song? Somebody I used to know, right?
Freebird. No, Bohemian Rhapsody. That was theirs.
They got two songs, no AIDS. So they're lucky that their plane crashed.
We are going to move along.
All right, dude. Moving on. Everyone's lucky.
Good God. Nobody.
You use lucky the way most people use brave.
Incorrectly.
Yeah.
Okay. Drop that.
Play that shitty jingle. Song.
Questions. Ask us any question you want.
All right. So I have them here. I have not really read all through all of them. You guys know the rules. If you ask a question that's been asked, you know, over 5 times on the show already, I'm going to skip past it.
Here's the deal. Duddy, put that emotional music bed underneath.
Okay.
Okay, there it is. You guys, we get a lot of questions from you guys, and we appreciate them all.
We love them.
Duddy, appreciation's the word. And thank you. And you guys are the heartbeat and the backbone, wind beneath the show's wings, you guys are. And thank you, but how many times have you been asked what you would have done if you weren't in the Dirty Heads, Duddy?
I've been asked what I would do if I wasn't in the Dirty Heads, I think 10 times.
We're starting to get questions where, like, would you rather be kicked by a dinosaur or licked by a dragon? And we're like, no one on earth needs to answer that. So
surviving a dinosaur kick?
I think the lick.
So, again, you guys, wind in the wings and the wind in the breath of the dolphins and the babies' wishes and dreams are what you are to us. But we're going to have to eliminate a lot of the questions. Duddy was supposed to read through them first and eliminate. He didn't. So we're going to have to do it live. Duddy, take it away.
Let's go. And this first one is from a longtime listener. And Turn the Tides Creations. She came on live. Me and Rome went live the other day, and she came on. And I'd had a few drinks. She was acting a little wild, so I was pretty hard on her.
She wouldn't let me go.
I kept going and kept going, so I kept getting meaner and meaner and meaner. In a funny way.
Those girls know how to take it. They're the best.
They're the best. So, but then T-Bird, you know, her partner over there said that she was getting like some hate from people online.
Whoa, that's unacceptable.
They don't get it.
That's unacceptable. We've talked about this on the show. I'm number one. Duddy's number two. Everyone else is number three. And you can make fun of me and Duddy. Duddy and I can make fun of you, but you cannot make fun of each other or you're all banned.
Yeah.
That's true.
Those are the rules. You guys all have to support each other because one day it'll be you guys all against Duddy and I saying we're assholes and then you need to be able to defend each other.
Yeah, but I don't even know if it was from like this podcast page because we were on like the Roman Duddy page. So it could have just been other people who aren't like in this feeling good family.
I get it. Yeah, the feeling good listeners, they hate on us sometimes because we deserve it and we're pieces of shit. But they can't hate on each other because they're in this together. And then I'm number one, Duddy's number two. Those are the rules. Those are the rules of the show.
Can't stress that part enough.
No,
This is the most important part, is our numbers.
Someone asked like, who's cooler, you? And I'm like, I'm the fucking coolest. Duddy's number two. You guys are number three, and everyone else in the world is below you. You can make fun of all of them.
Moving along. Oh, no, her, I didn't answer her question.
And that's all the time we have.
Right. Thanks for stopping by. She just wants to know, will we ever get to hear Stallone live? That's one of our songs. I don't think we've ever played it live, and possibly, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know, not on this podcast.
What the fuck are you asking?
Today. Wrong page.
I'm busy. Yeah. I'm doing a podcast.
Hey, Jake, do you know the song?
Yeah, could you sing it for us right now, Teddy?
Stallone?
No.
Did you guys didn't do it on the live stream?
We didn't do it on that live stream. No. So no.
That would have been a chance, so probably not.
Yeah. If it were to have happened.
Maybe
so.
Not. Metallic Dan says, Jake, my barber once said my extra thick, straight, luscious Asian hair was a huge pain in the ass to cut. I just saw Asian hairs. That's why I was like, I'll read this question. I thought that was funny. I just do a basic fade, so I'm not sure what the deal is. I don't use them anymore. What's the most pain in the ass hair type? oh, you've done this before.
Yeah, look, okay, here's the deal.
Oh, and then he asks, sorry. And then he asks, Duddy, are you balding under that hat and rocking a skullet? Shoot it to us straight, dude. No, I'm not balding under here.
Look, he's got some luscious hair, dude.
That's good luscious Asian hair.
It's not as thick as it used to be, but I still got some hair.
Look,
there.
He's like an Easy E character. You guys know what Duddy looks like. It's the hat and the hair. He's not going to rob you of that. This is what he is. He's doing this for you. He's got the luscious hair. And for me, look, yes, there is. There's certain types of hair that are super hard to fade, and all the barbers know. There's a certain type, and this crosses all races, all right? I don't have a name for the Asian version of this hair, but anyone who has thick hair that sticks straight out, spiky hair, if in the Mexican or South American community, we call it Aztec hair. And then I think I came up with this one because there are white dudes that come in. They're like Nordic dudes, and they have the same type of hair. It just sticks straight out, but it's super blonde. I call that polar bear hair. And then I haven't thought of one for the Asian community, but absolutely. We have a load of there's a big Vietnamese community down here in Orange County, and a lot of them come to our barbershop in Long Beach. And yeah, dude, there's a certain style of Vietnamese hair that's super thick and spiky, just like the polar bear hair, just like the Aztec hair. And it's way harder to fade than like lazy white boy hair. Wow. Like all of our hair that we have.
I don't know about mine.
Yeah, Eric's is pretty curly.
You got hair like mine.
It's just fine.
It's thick enough.
It's the easiest hair to cut. But yeah, man, some of the thick-ass hair, it's super hard to do a good fade on it. Here's another thing. If your skin is super white, but your hair is super dark, contrast, it's like that fade's got to be beautiful or you'll see any mistakes.
Oh.
Guys like, you know, Willie and I, or even Eric, you know, and definitely Duddy. Duddy's hair, if it were short, would be so easy to fade. Mm-hmm. White hair on light skin, it's like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, that's what it is. He's not like, hey, if he was being a dick about it, then yeah, go to a new barber because it's just a little harder. It's not like it's a game changer.
I love how you're like, I'm not going to make it about race, but here's how I'm going to break down every hairstyle by race.
Yes. This is not about race, but you goddamn Aztecs.
You can make fun of the Aztecs now.
I'll throw him in front of the Nordics as well. The entire region. Those damn mountain
Aztecs
goats.
Ancient world.
Oh, I don't know. They're white. I feel like they can take it. I'll dig deeper on them. I think
if they can't take it, who cares? Fuck them.
Daddy, can you say something about the hair in a high pitched voice to get me out of trouble?
Do you believe that I'm wearing no hair under my hat?
Right, I don't know if that clears me, but thank you.
No, I thought I'd go the other way.
I was hoping you'd say the word Aztec, and I went, all right.
You think the Aztecs under my hat? It's like, no, I said help me, not.
Oh, I also said polar bears.
Okay, so Woken Nolzai wants
it's chopstick
to know,
hair. I came up with it.
God damn it.
Can you do a guitar tutorial on Sails to the Wind? I can't find the right tab.
Can he or will he?
I can.
Again, on the podcast?
I am a little dizzy right now, but.
You should do it as
I could totally
a special
do that.
On Patreon.
Yeah.
Ooh. I like that.
Wow. That'd be good.
I think he might even be a Patreon member. I could totally do that. That's no biggie. Oh, here's Kimmy Simonian with a 3-paragraph fucking question. Skip. Okay.
All that effort for nothing.
She actually said, Duddy, I posted a picture of me wearing cutlass shades and someone commented on them that one day we will stop hating each other. She says, my question is, did you know that we hate each other? Well, yeah. Everyone does. I mean, come on. That's like the end of Titanic.
He's the one filled with hate. Yes, he's aware.
No, I love you, Kimmy. You know that.
Kimmy loves the hate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She wants the hate from us.
I got that by the baiting of that question.
Yeah, you saw it.
Yeah, exactly. It was.
You guys got a Kimmy? Yeah.
We have. I don't think we have anyone. We have people who just get mad at us for not saying the conspiracy's right.
They cut. Hey, you guys were telling us that you caught hate for the alien episode because it wasn't alien-y enough.
We got called
for
deep
the
state
alien.
Drones by someone. Yeah, I was like, we were making fun of aliens.
I don't know what that means, but it feels like a good burn. Like,
it does feel good. We also had a Proud Boys person leave who got mad at us for talking shit on the Proud Boys.
Yeah, he's like, you guys are hilarious, but the Proud Boys is a multi-ethnic group, and you're wrong about the Proud Boys, so I'm leaving forever.
And we're like, good.
And we're like, all right.
Okay.
We always say that, me and my brother too. We're like, man, if we piss somebody off or like something we said, we're just trying to be funny. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
Nothing serious. Yeah. We're not. If this show is not for you, it's unfortunately it's not for you. And enjoy your other shows.
Yeah, exactly. go watch your Proud Boys podcast.
Them mad to say something to us, you can just tell that you would never want to be in the same room as them.
Yeah.
Like, okay. These are just bad people.
Yeah. And the show is for everyone, and that's why we will make fun of anyone.
Yeah.
Equally, exactly. And of course, with zero fucking hatred in our heart. You know, mm-hmm. We'll tell you we hate you, but we don't. We love everybody, and so we don't feel like we need to care.
Yeah.
You know, and love. Everyone
We're
deserves
all just laughing
to
shit.
Get it. Yeah. Especially us. We are kind of assholes.
Trevor Disabled wants to know.
All right, well,
yes, it's your fault. You deserved it.
Unless you are. Unless you're disabled, this I don't stand by this name.
What is the best ska song ever and why? And then he says, Live in La Vida Loca. That doesn't make sense, but okay.
Maybe that's his signature. Maybe he types that at the end of everything.
I think he was answering the question. I think he was just
He's just disabled. But
that's
what?
My mom.
You know, when I was thinking, I thought he was like Trevor disabled. I was like physically disabled. But by that question, it's a mental kind of thing. You know, it's a brain thing.
It is most certainly a mental disorder. But I still think Ghost Town by the Specials.
Oh, for sure. The horn line in that is just the coolest horn line ever.
It's just great.
Specials brew.
I mean, who you know, ear of the listener.
Yep. Dirty J Palms. Oh, we've talked about how gross your name is.
Dirty Jackoff Palms. We know what you're doing.
You got your name sounds like Hot Hands.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Little Friction Lou over here.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite festivals? Closer to the Sun, Kyrie wants to know. You know, it's a tough one. Actually, the Hangout Fest is always really rad, and these festivals are. You're asking me my personal favorite, and these are because not only are the shows amazing and the crowds are huge and they're in beautiful places, the way they do up the backstage area for all the bands on the festival, they go all out and they just do it right and they make you feel so like welcome. And
where's the Hangout one?
I want to say it's down like on the Gulf somewhere, maybe.
A beach.
It's on a beach.
Show in the south.
Yeah. A beach somewhere in the south. And
there's a lot of great ones.
And then Bottle Rock. Have you guys done Bottle Rock?
Cool. Yeah,
that's
we did
a really
once.
Cool one. Same thing. They just
Bottle Rock was fun.
They just make the backstage so fun that like you don't want to leave. You're just like, oh, this is great.
And Bottle Rock, that's in like Sonoma Valley, Northern California,
wine country out there.
I love he's like, what are your favorite festivals? And you're like, well, for me, they're amazing. For you guys, I don't know, but for the bands, they rule.
But they're awesome for the fans and they're awesome for the bands. Because trust me, man, I've gone to some festivals where for the fans. Probably the best thing ever. And for the bands, you're like, how could you have done any less for us?
Really?
You
know, like one big tent that like everyone's in and
flies
everywhere.
Yeah,
like no catering's just fucking you garbage and you're it's just terrible.
Yeah, not good catering and the nearest thing's like 20 miles. So
yeah,
you can't even
so you're
go
just
get
like,
food.
That's the thing. It sounds like you're like complaining, you know, but it's like, dude, yeah, sometimes you're literally in the middle of nowhere and you're like, fuck, we're just sitting here melting all day with no food. Like horrifying.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen.
And especially for the crew who's really there all day.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Like if you're at least if you can stay back at the hotel and not have to go to the festival until like time to play, then you can be okay. But yeah, some of them are just.
Man, one thing cool about Bottle Rock, which I don't know if you guys got to meet him. I don't know how close your sets were because I didn't get to go see you guys at this. But I know a couple years ago, you guys played the same day. I don't know if it was the same stage as Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And he passed away like a month later.
Whoa.
It was and I thought that was cool. I'm all, damn, was there any crossing of any paths, anything with that?
I saw him backstage, like, when he got there and, like, walk into where he was, you know, going to be hanging, which was probably an amazing, amazing place that they set up for him. And even just that, honestly, I was like, oh,
that's just cool to see.
That's Tom Petty.
Yeah, right?
His band's very lucky.
Extremely lucky band. You don't know it yet.
That was in a movie. Yes Man had the song.
He was still alive then. So you guys, but I mean, yeah. And then there was also, what was it?
Still pretty lucky.
You know, very lucky. Let's look. Hey, calling it what it is. And they're a lucky band. And then was it Jerry Maguire when he's in the car? I'm free.
Yeah. I'm sure so, that Free Fallin's right. probably been in 10 movies.
Oh, dude. The luck with the rest of the Heartbreakers is going to come in future years.
Yeah, as we use Tom Petty songs.
You guys are going to be 80 and 90, and you're going to go.
But Wayne, what if, in Wayne's what World if 5, they, they're going to throw
and then Eric's going to call me and text me.
What if they write the songs?
They did probably help write some of the songs.
AIDS death.
He said it again. Moving along. Yeah, okay.
I thought that would have that effect on the show.
No, it was bad.
It was uncalled for. You forgotten to meet Tom Petty backstage?
Yeah. Thank you for getting me out of trouble with that. And then let us know in the comments if you think Queen's the luckiest band. And if not Queen, then who?
Who is the luckiest band? Yeah, that would be a fun thing.
That'd be a fun question.
Who do you think's a lucky band?
Dude, well, okay, we all know what constitutes luck. Like, your singer dies, and then the movies keep making you sell millions of copies and becoming
We know
still.
What constitutes it to you, yeah.
Yes. Well, I've explained my rules of luck. So let us know in the comments, guys. Do you guys have any off the head? Any other super lucky bands?
Dude, I can't think of it. The lucky bands for me are the ones that suck and still get famous. That's what I think is lucky bands.
Like, no, that's sucky.
That's also lucky.
You're right. That's
a little lucky, sucky. Lucky. Usually that's a different...
Nickelback or someone like those sort of bands are lucky.
That's hard work and talent. So that's very different than Queen, you guys. So I think... Just let us know in the comments.
I think of the bands where you wish someone would die.
Yeah,
those
yeah.
Those are the ones that are lucky.
What band's music gives me?
I was never supposed to be in that car that night. Wait, no, he must have had an overdose in that room. That's why he's trapped.
No,
there,
it was
right?
a car that flew into the Roxy, and he died in the Roxy.
He was late
yeah,
for
upstairs.
The gig.
Yeah, upstairs.
No, upstairs.
The car
they made
smashed
it all
into the building.
He was late for the gig, and he launched off the bed of a truck.
Yeah, on Sunset, launched into the Roxy.
Oh, man.
I'm going to make it.
I'm going to be there. The rumor is he played that show.
Just start the song,
and then died. His injuries were so bad that he had to go on.
He's internally bleeding the whole time, and then just
it was the best show.
And
he
it was
ever
maybe his best performance. Ever.
That's exactly what.
Or
the
maybe
rumor.
his bass string snapped mid show and whipped in the eye and just went into his brain.
Oh God, and he just died years later from like related to Corona. Okay.
Okay. Kristen Beck one says, Duddy, I'm on the quiet diet. So I don't know.
No, you're not.
Quiet, I saw you guys post about it, but I didn't hear exactly.
The quiet
what
diet
is, the quiet
is something
diet?
I want everyone to start. And that's just if you're on a diet, don't talk about it.
That's what I figured it was.
I like that.
Yeah. She just said, I just want to tell you that going to my first live Dirty Heads concert at Red Rocks in 2018 was the kick in the ass I needed to do something. I have lost 117 pounds
Damn.
Since November 26, 2018. My fat ass felt like I was going to die just getting up the stairs into the concert. I was like a mile from the lower lot. I started the quiet diet a few months later and feel so much better. I went from going to maybe one concert every year to going to, I think, 9 or 10 in 2019.
Wow, that's great. And she must have really wanted to fuck one of the Dirty Heads.
She's
I got to get in shape. Holy shit.
At first I was just thinking, I was like, what did you guys say on stage that made her be like, I got to get skinny? And like, but it was just the venue itself and how far she had to go.
Yes. I mean,
just happened
dude,
to be your
I've played Red Rocks many times, and
you
can get out of breath up there.
Oh,
and I
absolutely.
Always notice it, like that first song. And whenever it's Red Rocks, we always try to come out with something big. So we'll like open with like Medusa or Burn Slow or Franco to where it's like very high energy. And we come out, and we're just like all over the stage rapping. And like halfway through that first song, I'm like, oh, yeah, chill the fuck out. But she says,
that's
anyway,
amazing, though.
She says, long story,
pounds.
But
yeah, good,
thanks
good
for
her.
Making me want to be better. Love you guys. Yeah. Well, I am
good
so
for
happy
her. And
for
way to
Kristen.
Shut up about it for the most of the time. You know what I mean? That's how you got
to
do it.
Yeah, you know what? You don't have to talk about it because people just see the hard work you're fucking putting in.
Yeah. You bragged extensively about it here today on the show.
Yeah.
But I think, from the time of the Red Rocks,
that probably made up
sure.
for the rest of the time of being quiet because it's
absolutely.
Probably more
And then she actually.
No, that's
asked
awesome.
A question.
We love
that's
that.
Great. Yeah.
So then Kristen Beck, awesome story. Thanks for sharing. But she wants to know, Duddy, have you ever had to pee in a bottle on a road trip? Obviously, we know Jake's answer.
I peed off
the
side of the show. Yeah,
I saw that video too.
I've used that thing 300 times. It's insane. I love it.
I've peed in many a bottle. it's a thing that you, sometimes you got to do. But you know what? I'm going to take a quick little segment break here just to go into, because I was thinking about this story the other day that Christian had told me. This is a shit story, and this is kind of like road trip shit story, and I'm just going to go into it because it's fucking hilarious. And he was tour managing this band, and I won't say the band because it's not my story. I'm not going to go, but this is the best fucking story. And they were stuck in like bumper-to-bumper traffic, you know, on the freeway, and it was like not moving. Like something happened up ahead, like not moving.
Yeah.
And
some guy shit his pants way up front.
Yeah, right.
Stop traffic.
So, and they're on the bus, and you are not allowed to shit on a bus, right?
Yeah.
So he says he's up front, and he's with, I think it might have been like the bass player of the band or something, and he was up there, and the guy was just like, I have to shit. And he didn't know what to do. So they're just parked there, and there's like the grass, like little medium in between like the two.
Yes.
He took rules. The bucket. So they all think, holy shit, he's just going to go sit and shit in the bucket. So everyone is just going to watch him. This is the smartest man in the world. He goes out there, squats with the bucket on his head.
He did.
No way. That's what I was thinking.
He just put the bucket on his head and said, fuck it, and went out there so no one knew who he was. And he just shit.
That's amazing.
That rules. That's the smart way to do it, too.
That's some G-ass shit right there.
You can. I know of people who have hot bagged in the bus.
Yeah.
Hot bagging is just putting a trash bag or something in the toilet and shitting into the bag and then throwing it out.
Oh, yeah.
It's gross.
We have a famous story from Gentle Giant, who works with us on the show. He was in my bus last summer.
Mm-hmm.
He did that. He had to shit in the middle of the night. He hot bagged it, but then he didn't know the rules, so he wrapped up the bag and put it in the junk bunk and left it overnight.
Yeah, Eric, junk bunk.
We woke up.
What?
We woke up the next day, and all of us were like, oh, I was like, oh, it smells like shit in here. I'm all, does everyone smell this? And Anthony was in his bunk with it closed, hearing us all talk about it. And then he waited for us to get off the bus and then got rid of it. And then waited till like 2 days later, Duddy and I were doing a podcast. And then he sat down and told us what he did. And I had no idea. So he's all, you know, the other day, he's all, here's what I did. And then he showed us pictures. He took pictures of himself shitting to reveal this all to us. He did it on purpose to fuck with us.
Long
and then,
prank.
Dude, yeah. I did the same thing one year during a spring break in college. Me and a bunch of friends flew down to San Diego, and we rented this Airbnb. And it was like spring break, sometime March in San Diego. So all the fucking like PB is just loaded with fucking college kids. It was a blast. The first day there, I get super drunk and I throw up all over the bathroom, like just fucking ceiling down, everything coated in puke. And I'm like hammered. I'm like, well, I don't want to clean this up. Close the door and go somewhere else.
Oh.
And someone else finds it and they're like, who the fuck threw up all over the bathroom? And everyone's really angry.
You're like, yeah, let's get it.
And I'm like, and I was like, yeah, that is fucked up. Who did that? And didn't say anything. We're there for like 5 days. I didn't say a word because everyone's really mad. And I was like, I don't want people to be mad. We ended up blaming it on my buddy Q brought this girl down. And we was like, I was like, it's probably the girl. I think she went and like, she was like really drunk the first night. I'm pretty sure she threw up all over the bathroom.
She was drinking the bathroom walls.
Yeah, she's drinking a lot of tequila. All right. And as we're leaving, we pull out of the parking lot and we get like the second we get on the road. And I'm like, hey, guys. I threw up in the bathroom. Like, fuck you piece of shit. I hate
you. Couldn't live with the fucking horror of that, the weight of that.
You guys can hate me back at home, but yeah, I wanted to have fun. Whatever.
I didn't want to clean it up. Now we don't have to.
Oh, my God.
We're leaving.
I'd like to continue just with the story that she did it, but I did it, guys. It was me.
I also did that. That's everyone's a piece of shit sometimes.
What a great weekend. Oh, hey, guys. Yeah. We all agree.
We have fun, though, right? Lots of tequila.
Now that it's over, let's have fun with this. Oh, fuck. I love the honesty, though, in the end.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't just let him stew it and be angry at that girl forever, you know?
No. Yeah.
You need a place to direct that anger. I'm happy to help it be me. You know?
I'll be that guy.
You got one chambered butt, Daddy? What's going
this
on,
this one's just from Disney Blonde, and I'm going to answer this one because I've actually had quite a few people, like, DM me about this and ask, and maybe this will just help some people know why. She says, I noticed you and Jared have matching tattoos on your fingers. Was it something you did together or just coincidence? We actually have these matching skull and crossbones that a bunch of our buddies all got, and not all at the same time, but like around the same period, we all got for our buddy Brandon, who passed away. He started the Fuck Cancer charity, Brandon did, and so we all got that for him. Answer your question.
Well, thanks for bringing us down, lady. What the hell?
Yeah.
I noticed you guys have like, the same mole behind yeah. your knees. How the?
The mixing girl, I guess, is that wants to know the inspiration behind the name Cutlass brand. Well, the Cutlass is like, you know, the curved kind of like pirate sword. Like that's a Cutlass sword. Like that was kind of, and I didn't actually come up with that. My partner Dean is actually the one who came up with that name, and I was like, yeah, that's a cool-ass name.
Yeah, that's a cool clothing brand name.
Yeah. How's the Roman Duddy music going? We talked about that at the top, right?
Yeah.
We got some new...
Very well.
It's going very well, and we got that new single coming out late September, and new music on the way.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Yeah. It's going to be great, man.
Thanks, guys. Michelle Nechetsky wants to know if you were able...
The famous Olympic Russian ice skater.
Yes. Michelle Nechetsky.
Is that real or is that a joke?
No, it just...
I was like, really?
Sweet. That's cool.
If you were able to time travel, would you rather visit the past or the future?
God.
I mean, the fucking future, right?
Yeah, obviously the future. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what part of the past? Let's go back to when people die when they're 25 and there's no medicine or good food.
Yeah, what's waiting for me back there?
I already know. Oh, yeah, that's true. I already know what happened back there. I could look at like pictures and shit.
Yeah, there's...
And I want to see the alien thing, the ghost.
Yeah, I want to see what happens.
I know there weren't aliens in the past. Maybe like deep past. If I was going to go to the past, it'd be like ancient Egypt, maybe, or something.
I'm going,
like, that'd be a fun
past 2000 plus. Yeah, it's like...
I'm going to go be a Mayan or some crazy shit.
Before written language stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Going back to 1993, boys. Let's get
such a good year for me. I had a T-Bird
times were
sweet
good.
Lady on my arm.
And then he shows up and it's just him now. He's like, oh, wait a minute. Fuck.
Oh, no. I thought it was me, but younger version.
Where's my T-Bird?
Oh, there he is.
Like Freddie Mercury.
That's me in the
cool.
past. Yeah. Hey, get back here with my T-Bird. Me?
Duddy. Oh, you guys are, sorry, there's not a lot left for me to choose from, so a lot of them are
we're
like
we're all talking
comments.
Shit, and Duddy is looking like an old man, like down his nose, like he's got some...
I gotta try and find this question.
Trying to find something good.
He's like, who was I in 93?
Yeah. We just sent him back there. He's like, oh my God.
I can't believe it.
He just saw an image of himself sitting cross-legged on the living room floor in front of a glowing TV playing Pac-Man and crying.
Some argument happened.
My brother won't play with me. Jake, how'd the... Oh, Turn the Tide wants to know, Jake, how'd the juice cleanse go? I'm super interested.
Yeah, I ate... without any exaggeration, I had pizza at 2:30 that day. I woke up and said, I'll be on a 24... Duddy brought up the quiet diet. On the following episode, I announced that I was on a juice cleanse and was immediately made fun of by the internet.
Yeah,
I deserve it. But the truth is, I did at like 2:30. I was like, fuck this, and I had pizza.
So that's hilarious.
That's how...
That's did you at least grind it up into some kind of liquid?
Hey, at least drink
your... Just ate it raw.
Did you at least
whole?
Get pineapples on the pizza? So it's kind
of... Yeah, I know. Shit, I should have, huh?
I don't even get this.
Cheese pizza, just devoid of any value.
Like, I'm not
good even
really
a little
enjoy
bit.
This, yeah. Just kind of.
And then had gelato immediately out. Yeah. Like it, I gave up real quick. It was terrifying.
Well, Queen BD13 says that she loves it when we roast the shit out of her.
Queen
she says,
Big Dick 13 is like,
yeah, and she wants to know if she can put an AC unit in the bunker for us. Fuck yeah, you can.
Yeah, I'd be down.
We'll look into that.
Yeah, but you all can't come in. Secret.
You're not invited.
Is she like, she wants to go pick it up for you, or is she an electrician, or?
I mean, I don't know, but if she wants to figure all that out without me doing anything whatsoever, then yeah.
If you can wear a blindfold and control a robot to come in and do it for you, then yes is the answer.
And this is going to be our last one, guys.
That's fair.
Oh, play that drop.
Wait! You didn't answer my question! There's no time!
Okay.
Right. And this is a really weird one. I don't like it.
Perfect. That's a good ending, though.
Yeah.
Pellegrino _ says, what inanimate object would you eliminate from existence and why?
Pellegrino. So
Pellegrino,
you don't have that stupid name.
What inanimate object would you eliminate from existence and why? Can I say... You?
Well, that
seems inanimate to me.
Okay.
It's a girl. It's a little. It's a girl.
Oh, she's inanimate to me.
What inanimate object?
I mean, I'm thinking about it, but I do hate the question.
Their gender doesn't affect if they're inanimate.
I just don't care.
What inanimate object?
Can I eliminate questions? Is that I would eliminate this question.
I don't eliminate your phone so you can't ask me this question.
Yeah.
One single phone.
One phone,
yeah.
Yours.
I will eliminate your internet connection. But we do love you.
Yeah,
we
thank
love
you for the question, and Daddy hates you. No, was that incorrect?
I don't hate. Ace I hate Death? The question. You're all right.
Okay, you got to read one more. Right. Like, honestly, you have to read another
there
one.
There isn't really, dude.
That's it? There
that was the best one.
Read another terrible one. Why not?
Okay, if you had... Radcock wants to know if you had to live...
Radcock!
If you had to live outside of Cali, what state would you choose? And I didn't ask that, Jake, because we've been asked it how many times?
We've been asked that 65,000 times. But here's what I would do. I would move to the... literally... This place is fucking beautiful. And I went here when I was on tour. It was when I was back with the Dirty Heads. And it's, who cares, Wyoming? Yeah. A lovely place to take your family and fucking immediately leave. So we're ending with a big who cares. But let's wrap it up, dude. Once again, dude, I want any time. Like, that's what Daddy and I were like. Anytime you guys want to come, because we just, it's easy to talk to you guys and talk shit.
It was super fun, dude.
So let's do it again with all the plugs. So obviously it's Eric Friedman. It's Willie Simon. They're at Two Dumb Babies everywhere, and spell it out on Instagram, TWO Dumb Babies. New episodes every Tuesday, and that's Spotify, Apple, everywhere.
Yeah, everything,
that
YouTube
you...
first, because the cartoon goes up earlier, and then at night or so, I get the podcast up.
Yeah, the YouTube is probably the best way to consume the show, just because there's cartoons, there's little animated cutaways.
Yeah,
we do a lot
you do
want to
watch it.
Yeah, it's a fun thing to watch.
What
that's
time
the best
in the morning on
it.
Tuesdays?
We're doing it in, like, early afternoons right
now.
We don't have
afternoon.
A new set time. It's between, like, noon and 3 usually.
Yeah. There's like, wherever.
Whenever
as soon
whenever
as
we're
done here.
It.
Yeah. I've got it uploaded already. I'll make it public, and it'll be up.
Yeah.
Perfect. And well. Then on YouTube, it's 2 with the number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On everything else besides Instagram, it's the number 2. But on Instagram, if you type in the 2, it'll, that's like the name
it's
that
the
we put.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. it's, you'll find it.
Okay,
it's not
cool.
too hard.
And then Thursday is the audio version.
And then
right?
Thursday is
oh,
the secret
Patreon.
Podcast,
yes. Right.
Which is on Patreon. We're putting them up every other Thursday for people to watch and listen to so they can get a taste of it and stuff. But it's our. We started doing it for the Patreon people.
Yeah. If you want every episode, you got to subscribe to the Patreon. And it's only $1 a month. 4 new episodes for $1 a month.
Yeah.
What's a 25 cents a podcast? That's a pretty good deal.
That's insane.
That's pretty good. It's
and
like buying apples.
We're doing the awesome collaboration coming up. These guys made an animated versions of Duddy and
that's
I, really and they're shrinking down a bunch of stuff from the last show they were on with us here, and that's going to be out soon, and we'll help you guys push that around and get that
thank
out
you.
To everybody.
Oh, yeah,
shit,
thanks.
Anything else, guys? You want to plug anything?
I want to just wonder, was Radcock his Instagram name?
Yeah.
Like, people follow Radcock.
It's W-R-A-D-C-O-C-K.
Probably not.
Because that could be a last name, right? Like, hey,
yeah.
Radcock, how you doing? Or he's just
like... I'd be like, wow, you better be CEO or in porn.
Yeah, you better have a huge dick, and I got to know.
I bet, right? My name's Radcock, and I got some rad jizz.
Oh, my God. You think the cock's rad?
Wait till you see what's inside. Gross.
What do you see what's inside that little twinkie?
Okay.
All right, there it is, Radcock.
Thank you, guys. Thanks
we love you.
In.
No cap.
Oh, we love you guys, and we will see you guys next time. Hope you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks again.
Thanks.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.